If you lend somebody money and now you come and collect back your money, so if the person can't pay you in cash, he has to pay you, have a rent to collect his karkam. But there you can only take from the beinonis the middle. You don't take the bruyest the worst, you don't get the idiest the best, but you only have a right to collect from the beinonis the middle type. So here, why does Rabbi Akiva say when the gizbo comes to collect money for Hegdish, he has the right to collect from idiots? Maybe you'll tell me that Sovereign Rabbi Akiva holds like this, that kol o bal chayv nami bidis. Maybe no, he owes every bal chayv. Anytime you lend somebody money and then you go to collect your money, you have a right to collect from idiots. Not from a benness, but even from idiots you have a right to collect. Zumar says no still, but still Hegdish is different. Ikal amifruch, still I could ask the question, I'll tell you, ma le bal chayv sheken yofakoyche ben izokin. Do you know why a regular bal chayv of Reuven borrows money from Shimon? When he goes to collect, he has the right to get from his best fields, because in a case where his shore hits your shore, he also has to pay you back, be idiots. By nizokin, one friend to another friend, one Yisrael to another Yisrael, you have to pay back, be idiots. That's why a bal chayv also collects medius. But Tiyama the Hegdish, but in the case of Hegdish, Shahura Kerchib in Izokin, like we were saying before, if our shore hits a shore shall Hegdish, we don't have to pay at all. So since Hegdish can't collect for the hezek that was done to them, maybe when he comes to collect the chayv of somebody else Hegdish money, also it's a swara, it's hura koychoy, that Hegdish cannot collect as well as a regular person. So even if you want to tell me Rabbi Akiva holds a regular bachav collects from idiots, here by Hegdish it should not be that way. So how come Rabbi Akiva said before, kal v'choy mele Hegdish? So Gemara answers the pshat from the Akiva is like this. L'yeilam really, I tell you, we're talking about the nogach tura didan l'tura de Hegdish. We're talking about where our shore, our ox, hit an ox that belongs to Hegdish. And we do have to pay Hegdish. And we even have to pay min idius. Udukokashaloch, and yes, the question on this. The Pesach says, shor reyeyu amarachmono, v'loy shor shel Hegdish, that we only have to pay money if our shore hits another friend's shore, but not if it hits a shore that belongs to Hegdish. So I'll tell you, Rabbi Akiva Savulok, Rabbi Shimon ben Benasya. Rabbi Shimon ben Benasya. The Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Shimon ben Benasya Omer. He learns that when the Pesach says, he learns that the loch is, Shor shel Hegdish, sheno gach shor shel Hegdit poter. If a shor that belongs to Hegdish does damage to a regular shor that belongs to a Hegdit, so you should know Hegdish is poter from paying. This much Yidash and Shor Yeyu, that when do we have to pay? Only if a Hegdit does damage. But when Hegdish does damage, then he holds the Hegdish is poter from paying. However, but what's going to be the case that Shor shel Hegdit, Shenogach Shor shel Hegdish, is a regular person Shor, goes and hits, or Shor shel Hegdish, see the law is Bein Tam, Bein Muid, Mishalom Nezik Shalom. Whether it's a Tam or whether it's a Muid, Rabbi Shimon Manasseh holds, in both cases, you have to pay to Hegdish and Nezik Shalom. So that's the Pshat. Shor Yehu means when is there a chilik between Tam and Muid? That's only Bari Yehu. But when our shore does damage to Hegdish, even if it's a tam, we have to pay a nezek sholem. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva says it's a kal v'chaymo. So when you have to pay now to Hegdish, of course you have to pay him an idius from the best of your property. Maduch, when a shore hits his friend's shore, that your tam only pays a chatzin nezek, not a nezek sholem, you have to pay me meitav. So for sure, when our shore hits a shore shel Hegdish, with the locha, even a tam has to pay nezek sholem, for sure, if we pay with karka, we have to pay min idius. So Mori asked the question, Ihochi if so, Rabbi Yishmoy of Rabbi Akiva. The machlek is between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, Mimai de Beidius de Nizik, Uzaburius de Mazik Pligi. How do we know to say the argue the way we said before, whether you always have to pay the Mazik's idius, or whether sometimes he could pay according to the Nizik's idius? Who said that's the machlek is? Dilma may be the Kula, Yalma be the Nizik Shaminin. Maybe even Rabbi Akiva agrees that you only have to pay according to the Nizik. You don't have to pay more than his idius. If you're Zaburius, if the Mazik's lower class property is equal to the higher class property of the Nizik, maybe that's all you have to pay is just from your Zaburius. So then what's the machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva? For Yochai, I tell you, beplukta Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh of Rabbanan. Maybe the whole machlokes is only by Hegdish. that Rabbi Kiva holds like a Shumba Menasya, and Rabbi Shmuel does not hold, but maybe by Hedyot there's no Machloikis. So Gemara says no, that what, Gemara says what, that maybe that's no Machloikis, that Rabbi Kiva is still like a Shumba Menasya. Rabbi Kiva holds like a Shumba Menasya, they say that the Kavachayma, that the Hegdish is Mochomer, if we hit Hegdish we have to pay more. For Rabbi Shmuel, so the Rabbanan, and Rabbi Shmuel holds that Rabbanan know that we're potter completely if our shore hits Shel Hegdish. Maybe that's the whole Machlokes. So Mara says, no, that can't be. If so, ma loy boy akosif. If so, what, how can Rabbi Shmuel say like loy boy akosif? And Rashi says, the mashma de bekro gufa pligi. Mashma the machuluk in the posik itself. But what does the posik mean? Bemetav karmoi, bemetav sedeo, metav karmoi yeshalim. It says Lebu Akosov, that posik only comes, so Mashma clearly they're arguing Pshan that posik. Fiyari, then secondly, Ma Kavachayim Lehegdish. Like if the whole Machloikis is only in Hegdish, so what do you mean a Kavachayim Lehegdish? What kind of Kavachayim is it? We're only talking about Hegdish. Rashi learns that my Kavachayim Lehegdish means Hoyle min Idis to come Rabbi Kiva. And Nizikoi, if you want to tell me Rabbi Kiva agrees that you only go boss of the Niziks, only Akulos is coming to be Mekel, to be lenient. The Yoyev Le Mazik Mizabrius, that the Mazik has a right to pay from his lease, from his Abrius, is so my Kavachom Lehegdish, Griyusahu. It's making it worse. Lu Rabbi Kiva Yofakayach Dedish bin Izokan, Yomad Akilu Heavy Mazik Tamla. Yeah. So Rabbi Kiva also agrees that you pay if the Mazik has a right to pay from his Abrius. So what's the Kavachom then? V'yod, and thirdly, Ha'omer Rabashi, Rabashi said clearly that Tanya Behedji, we learn clearly that the Pasuk says, Meitav Sadeyu or Meitav Karma Yishalim, that you have to pay back your best. So it says clearly the Machlokes is that Rabbi Shmuel holds, Meitav Sadeyu Shonizik or Meitav Karma Shonizik Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, that the Pasuk is saying, you Mazik, you have a Kula, if your Zaburius, if your least, is like the Nizik's best, you have a right to pay from your lease, from your Zaburius. That's Rabbi Shmuel's pshat. Rabbi Akiva says no. The Pasuk says clearly, Meitav Sadeyu Vidarshin means Shel Mazik, or Meitav Karmai Shel Mazik. That means the Mazik always has to pay from his best, the best of his fields. So therefore, we see clearly that's the Ikar Machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. They have to pay from the best of the Mazik, or else from the Nizik. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding up Zayin Omer Aleph. In the middle by the two dots. Verse says, Romi le Abaye le Rova. So Rabaye asked Akasha through Akasha to Rova. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Meitav Sadehu, or Meitav Karmo Yishalim. That when the Mazik comes to pay for the damage that his ox did, he has to pay back from the best of his property. Meitav Sadehu, Meitav Karmo, if he comes to pay back his property, he has to pay back from the best. So we dash in Meitavin, he has to pay back the best, yes. But Midi Achrini Loi, nothing else, he can't pay back anything else, he only has to pay back the best. So Gemara asks, is that true? V'otanya, we learn not like that. V'otanya, we learn Yoshiv. Another Pasuk says Yoshiv. Rashi says, the Pasuk says, Kesev Yoshiv Lebolov. You should return money to the owner. So we dash in from this, L'rabbis Shova Kesev V'yafilu Subin. So when you pay up for the damage that you did, you could even pay from subin, means from like wheat, from the subin, from the worst of it, from the worst of your crop. So you see, you do not have to pay back from metav, from the best. Here we say yoshiv means anything you give back is good. Shove a kesef, if it's worth money, v'yafilu subin, even like straw. Even with straw you could pay back, which is the least. So go to stira. Tomorrow says, no, lekash, there's no stira over here. First, I want to answer maybe, kan midaitoi, kan bakorchoi. If it depends if he pays back with his own will, or do we have to force him to pay back? So Rashi says, midaitoi. I mishalim le mazik niska midaitoi. If the mazik agrees by himself to pay for the damage that he did, then we don't make him pay from the best, but then he could even pay a subin, even the worst. But we have to go to Bezdin to force him to pay, and then when Bezdin forces him to pay, then he has to pay from Meitav, from the best. And this the Gemara says, Omar Ula, Rei de Rav Ila, Dekanam, I have a proof for this also. The Pasuk says, Yishalem Bar Korchoi. Is that that we dashin Meitav Sadeyu, Meitav Karma, Yishalem, he dashins Yishalem Mashma, we force you to pay. So when we force you to pay, when Bezdin forces you, then you have to pay from Meitav the best. Omalai Abayas, Abayas said back to him, is that true? Miksiv Yeshulam. So the Pasuk says, Yeshulam, Yeshalem Siv, Midaita Mashma. If it would have been written Yeshulam, that's Mashma we force you to pay. But now that it says, Meitav Sadeyu Yeshalem, Yeshalem could even mean Midaita, when you pay back from your own free will. So you can't say that when you pay back from your own will, then you could pay back even Subin, because the Pasuk still says, Meitav, you have to pay back from the best. So we still have a Stira. So Elo Amar Abaya. So rather Abaya comes to answer like this, that the only terrace we have is Kidamar. Like Mar means like Rabba learned. So what the Tanya we learned? Hare Shehoye Loi Batim Sodei Sekromim. If somebody has houses, fields, and vineyards, V'yena Moitzel Moichron, but right now he cannot sell them. The question is he called an Oni or not, that he could take Maiser Oni? Can he take as he called a poor person or not? So Loch was like this, Machilu Noisoi Maiser Oni, we're allowed to let him take Maiseron, he's called a poor man, Ad Machta, up until here. So we'll soon see. The case is that he has property really that's worth more than 200 zuz. The locker is, if you have 200 zuz, then you're not called an Oni, you cannot take Maiseroni. It's in that time, that was enough money to live on. If you do not own 200 zuz, then you're called an Oni, and then we say at one shot, you can take even $1 million worth of Maiseroni. As long as at the time when you're taking it, you are an Oni, you could take as much as you could take at that time. The other question is, really this person has fields. So really he's not an Oni, because they're worth much more than 200 zuz. Just right now he can't sell them. So since he can't sell them right now, we say, as if this property, let's say even though it's worth 200, you could only sell it for 100. So therefore we let you take 100 zuz worth of Maiseroni. That's what the Brisa says. That it says, Machilo Noisoi Meister Oni Ad Mechta. We let him take like half of the 200, 100 zuz worth, let him take Meister Oni. Now, Vavinimbo, we have a Vavinimbo Mar. Like Rabbi asked the question, what's going on here? What are we talking about? Hechidami, what's the case talking about? E Huzal Ar Yisod, the Kuli Yalma for the day. If his property now became worth less, and all the real estate, everybody's property went less, so right now it's not worth 200 zuz. And his property also became worth less. There was a decrease in all the real estate. If so, so really now he's not, he's a noni. He does not have 200 zuz worth. If so, we should be able to let him take as much maiseroni as he could take. As long as he takes it at one time, even if it takes $1 million worth, he's allowed to take it. That's the halacha. To zul the kuli alma nami, because everybody's property got worth less. So the meister, he does not own now 200 zuz worth of property. So he's called a real oni. So why can't he take even more? Ella, you have to tell me. Ella dioika aryasa. Ella dioika aryasa. No, the properties are worth more. Real estate went up, and really his field now or his house now is worth 200 zuz. So what's wrong? Because the kuli yalma, ella the oiker ayasa the kuli yalma. Everybody's property went up for the day, but his property now, if he would go sell it right now, I did the eye of an ofik azuzi, since everybody knows right now he went bankrupt. He has no other money right now, so everybody knows that he needs money, therefore zol arye. Nobody will pay him the right price. Everybody will say, I'll only pay you 100 zuz. Because they know the guy needs money now, so they know he's going to have to sell it at a low price. So therefore, he cannot get 200 zuz for his property. The Gemara says, if that's the case,